What a geschmacka shtickle gemara we have here. What a gorgeous. What a gorgeous geschmacka opening piece of gemara in this parak. So much going on. A lot of layers to this gemara. It takes probably 2-3 days to pick through at least some of what's going on here. And then there are other layers of this opening gemara that Yitzhak we will return to over the next couple of laps. So again, the Mishnah told us three dinim. What was the first din? First din of the Mishnah is, back out of the room, first din of the Mishnah. Bishul the Isser, Bishul Bas Bechal. Bishul Bas Bechal applies, but not to fish. Number two, the middle din of the Mishnah, left half the room. Isser halah, you can't serve basar and chal on the same table, basar and vina on the same table. But again, when we say basar there too, we are excluding fish and grasshoppers. And finally, right half the room, the third din. No din, I take it, I'm not going to have basar. So I can't have basar, but I may have fish and grasshoppers. Yeah. So what's the Gemara say? The Gemara's opening line is, you look at the Mishnah. You look at the Mishnah. You look at the Mishnah, and the Mishnah is assuming that Oph is Aser Min HaTorah. Now, what the status of Oph is in terms of Milchus and Plishik, so that, as you saw, that's the Beferish Mishnah, the second Mishnah of Kufi Gimel Amid Aleph. There are two Mishnahs about Kufi Gimel Aleph, it's the second one. Let's take a look. The Sar Behemoth Tahora, Becharlev Behemoth Tahora. I have the meat of a kosher behemoth, kosher species behemoth. There are three kosher species of behemoths. What are they? Three kosher species of behemoth. The three categories of land animals are chai, behemoth, and oaf. Within behemoth, the three kosher species. Right? Good. The cow, sheep, the goat. So any of those three, behemoth tahor, the meat of behemoth tahor, together with chalev behemoth tahor, with the milk of one of those three species, that is aser levashel, aser banah. You can't cook it, you can't have hanah. For shteitzach, kavachomer, you cannot eat it. You can't even have other types of hanah. Certainly you cannot eat it. But, besar behemoth tahor, b'chalev behemoth tanea. If I have kosher meat in non-kosher milk, so I take a piece of beef, and I get up at 5 o'clock in the morning to marinate it in camel's milk, which is chalev behema tameya, or besar behema tameya, b'chalev behema tahora. The reverse. I have a camel steak that I soak and boil in cow's milk. So one species is kosher, one species is not kosher. So what does the Mishnah say? Mutter levashel, kufi gimel amid aleph at the bottom. Mutter levashel, mutter bahana. Is that you're allowed to cook it together? You're allowed to have hana together? How about eating it? You're allowed to eat it?
No.
Why? Because it's not kosher species. I don't think it involves basar b'chalav. Camel. And I say, I can't eat camel anyways, even if there was no milk involved. And I can't drink camel's milk and there's no meat involved. So obviously I can't eat it. That's not a basar b'chalav issue. But I'm allowed to have hana from camel's milk. I'm allowed to cook camel meat, not for Jewish consumption, but for non-Jewish consumption. Yeah. I could cook camel's meat. So the question is, yeah, but how about in terms of basar b'chalav? The only one that's basar b'chalav is it's a bishul, it's a hana. So the Mishnah says this is not basar b'chalav. Basar b'chalav is only behemoth tahora meat, behemoth tahora milk. If either species or both of them are non-kosher species, so then there's no basar b'chalav. Okay, so that's off the table. How about the kosher species? But so far, we've only talked about behema, which is how about non? We said before, the three categories of land animals is behema, chai, and oaf. So how about chai and oaf? How about chai and oaf? So Rebbe Kiva says, The Rekiva says, Tanakama doesn't really directly comment on Chayinov, but Rekiva does. And Rabbi Yosef Segalili does. Rekiva says, Chayinov ain't a min haTorah. Chayinov, deer meat, or chicken, deer is an example of a kosher chayah, and chicken is an example of a kosher oaf, ain't a min haTorah. They are not doraisa, means that's not fleshik min haTorah. Are you allowed to have it with milk, according to Rekiva?
Yes.
So it's not min haTorah. Right? So it's not fleshik min haTorah, the diuk being, if it's fleshik midrabanan, but it's not fleshik min haTorah. Okay. Fleshik midrabanan. So deer meat, elk meat, an elk medallion. Elk is presumably a chaya tahora. So if you have proper shita, you'll have to eat it. And it's fleshik, according to Rekiva midrabanan. Chicken. It's fleshik midrabanan. If you have a chicken cheeseburger, or an elk cheeseburger, so Rabbi Kiva would say, min haTorah it's mutter, midrabanan it's aser. But it's not min haTorah. Shenemar lo sevashel gedi b'chalev imo gimel pa'amim. Prat l'chaya ofu behem etzmei. Okay. And then Rabbi Yosef Segalili goes on to discuss it as well. We'll get back to Rabbi Yosef Segalili. We'll get back to Rabbi Yosef Segalili. So that's what Rabbi Kiva says. Rabbi Kiva says, chicken, is chicken fleshig? Is chicken fleshig going to Kiva? Midrabanan, yes, min haTorah not. Good. So come back to our sugya. So Gemara said, our Mishnah is not Rebbe Kiva, because our Mishnah implies that Oph is Aser, Mid Oraisa. Ha'Oph Aser, the fish is part, but Oph is Aser, Mid Oraisa. The chicken is Fleshik Minatari, Kemandler, Rebbe Kiva. That's not like Rebbe Kiva we just saw. Dear Rebbe Kiva, Ha'amar, Chayiv Yof, Enam Minatari. Chayiv Yof is not Fleshik Minatari, Jabana. So why is our Mishnah against Rebbe Kiva? Why is our Mishnah against Rebbe Kiva? Because our Mishnah implies, what does our Mishnah say against Rebbe Kiva? Asa midaraisa. How does our Mishnah say Asa midaraisa? What do you see in the Mishnah? Do you see in our Mishnah that chicken is fleshik? Ah, so the Ritva says, good. So Ritva says, well, we put it all together. We said, call up Asa asavashal. We're including everything. Everything that's not fish or grasshoppers, those are absolutely part of Natar Vijabam, as we know. Grasshoppers are mamish part. Fish is mamish part. Okay. But everything else got thrown into one big basket. Kol habasa. As though it's all together. So Rukhba said, look, you put it all together. It sounds like it all has the same status. So it sounds like our Mishnah implies, well, we'll work with that. We'll return to that. Other Mishnah will have a different approach. But for now, the Ritva is the simplest. Ritva is the simplest. So the Gemara says that our Mishnah is not Rebbe Kiva. On the other hand, so the beginning of our Mishnah is not Rebbe Kiva. Because the beginning of our Mishnah makes it sound like chicken is as fleshik as beef. Min haTorah. That's not Rebbe Kiva. Ivan Amos Seif, a lot of guys are troubled in that couple lines. Let's read this carefully. Because Gemara quotes the end of our Mishnah and compares it to a Mishnah in a Adar. The end of our Mishnah is Hadodeh ben Abbasar. I'm not going to eat any meat. I'm not going to eat any basar. So he's allowed, the Mishnah says, to eat fish. Took a neder. He's not going to eat meat. It didn't mean he can't be a pescatarian. He can still eat fish. He only said meat. Fish is not meat. Ha'ov. Also, the implication is, but chicken is forbidden. I took a neder not to eat meat. I'm not eating chicken. Either, asa'on, we have now come, le Rabbi Akiva. Now we are Rebbe Kiva. So the ratio of the Mishnah, which implies that chicken is fleshig minatara, not Rebbe Kiva. The end of the Mishnah, which says no different abasas asu ba'ov, is Rebbe Kiva. I know it's Rebbe Kiva because of the Mishnah. The beginning of the parak, I know different ayerek because this is the opening Mishnah, the parak. The snan, it's 20 points, and so it's not the sign, it's the snan, it's the Mishnah. I know different ayerek put the bidiluin. A fellow takes a neder, he's not going to have yerek, which we could translate loosely as vegetables, or grinsen, greens. Mutter b'diluin. So you take, Tanakhava says, you took a neder, you're not going to have vegetables. Your Tanakhava says, but that doesn't include squash. You're allowed to have butternut squash. If Akiva owes to Akiva, says also. Let's give somewhat different examples. It might work a little bit better. A fellow says he's not going to have vegetables. Bell says he's not going to have vegetables. So then he wants to have potatoes. Well, he's not going to have vegetables. He has potatoes. So, that's the classic argument that many kids have made over the years to their mothers. And they're having vegetables. I mean, french fries. Right? What's the problem? It's vegetables. Having my vegetables. Right? It's a little, bit of a stretch. Right? So, that's what it's, so the answer, well, next time you have a discussion, a respectful, of course, discussion about that with your mother, right? Our french fries, vegetables, I say, Ma, this is Ma Shema Chol, because we're Rekim Lechacham. The Mishnah there. Hafach ba ba hafach ba de kula. Everything is a Torah, except nowhere to look. So what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah talks about diluin, which are squash by some sort. Well, they're talking about potatoes for our purposes. The fellow takes in there, he's not going to have vegetables. So Tanakama says he can't have carrots, can't have tomatoes, you can't have lettuce, but potatoes you can have. And the kilo says, no, you can't have potatoes either. Again, diluin doesn't actually mean potatoes, but for our purposes, it'll work well. It'll be a good transposition. Not translation, but transposition. So I'm the Kiva. I said to Kiva, they understand. Hello, a person would say to his agent, you know, please, we can go by the store. Please go some vegetable. Go buy some vegetables. But who on there, the shlich comes back from the fruit and vegetable market, from the farmer's market, he says, I'm sorry, all I found are diluin. Or we would say, all I found are potatoes, is that what you want? So the Tanakhama says, the Chama says to Rekiva, you see, the diluin is not including Yerek, because he doesn't automatically buy it. It's not clear to him that if I say, can you please buy me vegetables, you call me from the store, please stop pointing actually to walk back from the store. But I think it's like, right? So you call and say, well, I don't see any vegetables, but they do have potatoes. Yeah, you want them. So Tanakhama says, a raya, that's not included. Amrlahem kena davar. The Kiva says, just the opposite. That's exactly my point. Kein hadavar, sometimes the Tanakh would use another term, ki hanosenes. That's exactly what you thought is a riot to you, is what I say is a riot to me. Because we both agree on the fact. The question is, what does the fact indicate? Does the fact indicate your opinion or my opinion? So Rekiva says, I agree that if a fellow went to the store, Reuven goes to buy vegetables for Shimon, he's going to call him and say, well, I didn't find vegetables, I found potatoes, that we want. So Tanakhama thought it's a raya that potatoes are not b'chal yerek, and Rekiva says, I'll drop it, right, it is b'chal yerek. What's the raya? Because Klum Omer, would he ever say, L'matzasi al kippis? All I found are beans? You would never even say that. I would say, when I call, he said, well, you asked me to buy vegetables, all I found are watermelon. Should I get that? Is that what you had in mind? It's absurd. Of course, it's of course not included.
That was in
Tanakhama. There's another story. Rekiva basically saying there are really three categories. There's the things that are clearly included. If I send you shopping for meat, and this comes back to our context, right? I send you shopping for meat, or I say I have a car, right? I say I want to rent a car. I want to borrow a car. So it doesn't matter whether it's the doors open sideways or the doors butterfly open. Either way, it's a car. Nicer car, simpler car, but those are old cars. Right? A normal four-door sedan or the throwback, the two-door coupes, they're old cars. But clearly, they're old cars. If I say I want to borrow a car, so all those are definitely cars. A motorcycle is definitely not a car. No one would say, I'll come pick up with my car and show up with a motorcycle, right? Nor would you come show up with like a tractor trailer and say, oh, I brought my car. Right. Now, how about a minivan? A minivan is sort of in between. Often you wouldn't, the car doesn't mean the minivan, but sometimes you would say, I'll pick up the car. And it's sort of, if I say car, it's not clear whether I mean to include a minivan or not. Again, since someone shopping for a car comes out in a minivan, that'll be an interesting situation. Right? But again, there are some things that clearly are bechlal car, some things are clearly not bechlal car. And then there are things where it's not clear whether it's bechlal car or not. So if I say vegetables, I definitely do mean to include carrots and lettuce and tomatoes and radish. That's clearly vegetables. If I, on the other end, I definitely, if I say vegetables, I definitely do not mean apples and watermelons ice cream. Right? Even though it's, you know, rhubarb flavored ice cream. Right. And then, now, but if I say vegetables, do I mean potatoes? Well, it's sort of, it's a hadama, but it's very starchy. Do I mean potatoes? Maybe, yes, no, maybe. Right? That's where it's not clear. Where I would, and what the raya that's not clear is if you asked me to get you vegetables, I wouldn't double check before buying carrots. I would buy carrots, confidently. I wouldn't double check before buying apples. I just would not buy apples because you clearly did not mean apples. Potatoes, I would double check. Or again, in the case of the Mishnah, diluin, the squash, I would double check. It's sort of yarek. It's not clearly yarek, but it's not clearly not yarek. Like the mine. Okay, good, right? It's on the edge. It's ambiguous, hazy, on the border. Right? The ball landed on the lawn. Not clearly in, it's not clearly out. Right? It's on the line. I gotta ask, well, where am I playing? Sometimes on the line is in, sometimes on the line is out, sometimes on the line has dibbif and asma. Right? It's on the lawn. So diluin is on the lawn for yerek. Or potatoes are on the lawn for vegetable. Minivan is on the line for car. Come back to our sugya. If a fellow takes a neder, he's not going to benefit from any meat. He's not going to eat any meat for the next week. Takes a neder. Shvua, neder. So clearly, beef is included and veal is included. And clearly, fish is not included. And vegetables are not included. He took a neder against meat. It didn't mean he's not going to have pour about mushrooms. Okay. How about chicken? Chicken is not going to have meat. Chicken. Where does that stand? Well, if I sent you to the grocery store to buy some meat, so you, if there was meat available, there was beef available, you just buy it. If there was fish available, you wouldn't even have a hobby of buying it. If there was chicken, you wouldn't be sure. And you would call me and say, did you mean to glue chicken or did you not mean to glue chicken? Right. So that's the sort of thing. So therefore, if I take a med, if a fellow takes a med, he's not going to have meat. Is he allowed to have oaf? Yes or no? According to Rekiva, you are not allowed to have oaf. It's included. Right? He points out that the chachamim mutter. Right? Because you're getting Rekiva's one who expands the definition of terms in the nether context to include the hazy borderline. Right? Rekiva holds the other ones in. The chum holds the other ones out. So 1 second. So what? How about our Mishnah? What our Mishnah hold? But on the line, me the mimlach. What our Mishnah hold? On the line is in or out? On the line is in. Let's take a look inside. No, come on. Let's go back to the third line. Ema seifa. Look at the end of the Mishnah. Hano devina basar. End of our Mishnah, Kuv Dalid says a fellow takes a neder, he's not going to have meat. So what's he allowed to have? Mutter of sardav lechadav. He can still have fish. The Gemara is medayik ha'ol v'aser. The Mashmah says only fish is mutter, but chicken is forbidden. Asal and Rekiva. Now we've shown up to the Shita of Rekiva. Our Mishnah has come down to Rekiva. The Amar Kali is the Mimlech Halei Shaliach Bar Mine Hu. Whatever Shnuk would ask about, would consult about, to be nimlach, is to ask a question, to consult. The famous Rashi in Parshas Bereishis comments on Na'asa Adam Mitalmei Nikid Musayim, the first paragraph. The Torah describes the creation of Adam Arishon in plural. Na'asa Adam, let us make man. And Rashi quotes James Kamen, Chazalim, let us, who's us? Hashem Echad, who's us? Na'asa Adam. So Rashi comments, Kadosh Baruch Hu describing himself as though he's taking counsel with the Malach, and what do you think is a good idea, bad idea? And then some of the Midrashim have described a lengthy debate. Some Malachim said yes, and some Malachim said no, the whole back and forth, parliamentary procedure that Meirsh describes, who is voting, we're going to count, not going to count, hanging chads, disqualify this one, that one, a whole discussion. Why? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu was Nimlach. He consulted with the Malachim, the same word. And Rashi got it. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't need anyone else's advice. Kadosh Baruch Hu created all the Malachim also. He knew what they knew. The Rashi goes, no, but the point is, Hashem describes his reality in terms that teach us human mitos. So whatever the divine reality is, Hashem describes in terms that mean for us, the way to imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to not be so high and mighty, and to take counsel, to be nimlach b'katan, even though I think I'm so much smarter than everyone else, and I'm a know-it-all, and I know more than anyone else, what anyone else's opinion. No matter how much of a know-it-all you are, you're not as much of a know-it-all as God. He really does, literally, know it all. And from a Mido's perspective, Hashem is not arrogant. Kadosh Baruch Hu lowers himself, and again, the human equivalent is that he consults with people who are smaller than him. He doesn't meant to teach us. You should be nimlach b'katan. You should always ask advice. Think about a serious decision. Don't ask everyone, but seek advice. I, the only people around better, we seek advice. People have more perspective than you. If no one around, you don't think anyone has. You're the smartest person around. Ask someone who you think is less than you. He might not be less than you. And even if he is, should be nimlach b'katan. So that's nimlach. Same word. The nimlach aleshulia. Yeah. So again, notably, Yarek Machog Tanakan Rebbe Kiva, and see Rebbe Kiva, I gotta come back and say, Lamatazel Diluin. Amalahem, well, Kena Dabri, that's exactly my point. Klum Omer, would he ever say, Klum means nothing. Klum means nothing. Right? Would he ever say, Lamatazel Kidnis? Well, you asked for vegetables, I found beans that we want. No, you would never say that because beans are obviously excluded. But you would ask that about potatoes or about the diluin. How should you do the chal yerek? And kibbutz b'chal yerek. We keep it as you see that diluin are included in vegetables, unlike kidneys. So that's the machlokas, whether online is in or out. The keep is going to hold online in as our Mishnah does. Our Mishnah assumes only Rabbah says, oh, no. So what's the problem? Ratio Rabbanim, say for Bekiva. It's a steer in the Mishnah. The beginning of the Mishnah is against the Bekiva. The beginning of the Mishnah implies both b'chal of B'sarot b'chal v'zarais. So the end of the Mishnah is like a b'kiva, because it implies that davar nimlach halav is included, that all the line is in. So a stira. The Gemara has two answers, and these are the classic two answers. Whenever you have a problem like this, you have a Mishnah that seems to self-contradict, or specifically not even self-contradict as much as different issues are aligned with different tanan. Right? They don't steer to the ration of Sefer. They're two different issues. The question is, on the first issue, the Mishnah is not like a Rikima. The second issue, the Mishnah is like a Rikima. So the first answer you'll often find in such context, which is the first answer here, is it's not a stira. So, okay, we hold like a Rikima one or the other. Rebbe! I'm Rabbi Yosef Rebbe. Our Mishnah is Rebbe. The Nosav La Liba the Tanai, he's taking the positions of different Tanai. In other words, it cannot be that the Tanai or Mishnah is Rebbe Kiva himself. Rebbe Kiva himself wouldn't have written the Resha. But it could be a Talmud of Rebbe Kiva or a Talmud of the Talmud who holds the Rebbe Kiva on some things and like other things. Do we possibly like Rebbe Moshe Feinstein? Sometimes, yeah. Depends on what. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Do we hold like Yerushalmi Zalman Arba? Sometimes yes, sometimes not. Do we paskin like Rabbi Yotam? Some issues, not other issues. Do we paskin like the Rambam? Yeah. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Some people always paskin like Rambam. Okay. But most of us, the standard mainstream approach to Hazal, both from and Ashkenazim, sometimes yes, sometimes not. We're not wedded to one shita. That's not the way halacha works. So there's an underlying historical thread to the sugya. In other words, what you see is that what was the Havamina was that the Mishnah was written in an earlier generation. And the Maskana, according to Yosef, is the Mishnah is 100 years younger than you thought. We thought the Mishnah dates back to the generation of Rekiva. So they were trying to figure out, well, who is the Tanah of the Mishnah? Is it Rekiva or not Rekiva? Because it was Rekiva. No one held of this in between position. This is a mishmash. So the answer is, it wasn't Rebbe Kiva, nor was it early Tarfon or Gamliel or Gozman Azaria. It was no one from that generation. It was someone two generations later. If you had asked, okay, so maybe you had asked, Pasuk Rebbe Kiva on one thing, and didn't Pasuk Rebbe Kiva on a different thing. Just like, we Pasuk Rebbe Moshe Feinstein this issue, we Pasuk Rebbe Shabbos on that issue. So that's Rebbe Yosef's answer. This is a younger Mishnah. This Mishnah does not date back to the Dor Rabbi Akiva. It's a generation too late to Rabbi. Rabbi is two generations after. Mm-hmm. Rabbi Akiva's famous second set of Talmidim, Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yossi, that they were Rabbeim, at least some of them were Rabbeim of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. So the Gemara says, two generations later, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi is compiling different pieces from earlier Tanan. He says, I hold like this, I hold like that, I hold like this, I hold like that. And based on how I hold, this is a nice, smooth set. Three things, where it's all, Basar excludes Dan Mechagav, and then includes all. Rabbi Akiva himself would never put these together, he says, but fine. Rabbi Akiva doesn't want to put it together. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi put it together. He was compiling pieces from the earlier Tanan. That's Rabbi Yosef's answer. And again, that's an answer that you will often find when the Gemara has such a question that the Mishnah on one issue is like this Tana, and on the issue not like this Tana, so the wax might be, okay? It's a later Tana who's splitting the top. But then the Rav Ashi doesn't like that. Rav Ashi himself is a later generation of Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef is the third generation of Amora. Rav Ashi lives three generations later. He said, I don't agree with Rav Yosef. I think you can... You can work the Mishnah. You can work the Mishnah. Aliba the Chaltam. Rav Ashi said, "Nakula Rav Akiva." The whole Mishnah is Rav Akiva. The whole Mishnah is Rav Akiva. Hafika Ama Kalabasa also the Bashal Bchala. Well, he said, "The Rishon said everything is awesome." Yeah, everything is awesome. But Mehemid the Reitor, Mehemid the Reitofer. Everything, chicken and meat, they're both fleshic. But we're not taking a stand. How fleshic they are? They're all fleshic, some in the Torah, some in Jabbanim. Chutm, Sadak, Mechagav, Mishayim, Lovidibrit, Tom, Lovidibrit, Sofrim. With the exception of fish and grasshoppers, those are not fleshic at all. Not just not fleshic in the Torah, they're not fleshic b'cha. Neither in the Torah nor in Jabbanim. What Rashi is doing is that he's rejecting. He's rejecting. The opening diyuk. We have made opening diyuk in the Reish of the Mishnah. The Mishnah implies that Oof is that Oof is fleshig min haTorah. They said, Rav Ashi said, I'm not so convinced. The Mishnah just said that Oof is fleshig. They didn't say it's fleshig min haTorah. Well, the diyuk is not such a good diyuk. And that's the answer. Instead of starting to say the Mishnah is inconsistent, particularly perhaps, though I live here, the Mishnah is such a smooth set. Not just like one day, another paragraph, another paragraph. This is not almost like a set. Right? It's really three things in a row, they're all hanging together. It's the same format. I'm just speculating. Maybe that's part why Rashi was not inclined to accept Rav Yosef's answer. To say it's a hobbled together from different earlier Tanan. This really sounds like this was written all together, a single Tana. Okay, maybe it is. Don't be so much. The Mishnah didn't say that chicken is fleshig. I tell you, we just said that chicken is fleshig. Now, up until now, yeah, question.
Can you
repeat for
the second answer again?
Sure. Rav Ashi's second answer, again, Gemara presented a steer in the Mishnah and two terutzim. Right? The steer in the Mishnah and the two terutzim. The steer in the Mishnah is that the Mishnah seems to be implying that Bisar Oath B'chalav is a prominent Torah, A, and B, that no demon abbas is also both. Two statements, two implications of the Mishnah. The problem is, the first one, Rav Akiva does not hold the first one, but he does hold the second one. He is the man who holds the second one. He is the Baal member for the second one. That's the Mishnah Dor. On the other hand, he's in Befeirish in a Mishnah later in our Perek against the first one. What's going on in Mishnah? The end of the Mishnah is only like Rav Akiva, the beginning of the Mishnah is not like Rav Akiva. That's the problem. Who's our Mishnah? So the first solution was, it's a later time, it's Rav Yehuda Anasi. And we are not see possible to keep on this decision. Good. Terrace number one. If you're comfortable saying that the Mishnah is a later compilation of earlier Tana. Sounds like Rav Ashi thought, the Mishnah, again, I'm speculating, particularly since the Mishnah has such a smooth, repetitive format, it sounds like this was Some earlier Tana put this together Meirosh. This is not later pieces of put together later. So and then it's all one Tana. Which Tana is it? It has to be Rabbi Akiva, because no one else holds that no demon yarak asr b'diluin. Or in our situation, no one else holds no demon abas asr b'ov. So it has to be Rabbi Akiva. Aye, but we remember Dayek that our Mishnah holds that the oath is fleshik from the Torah. No, we didn't say that. No, we just said oath is fleshik. Oath is fleshik. But behem and oath are both fleshik. We're not taking a stand of fleshik. We're not Torah fleshik. We're not fleshik. Fleshik. Okay. Yeah, question. That answer your question also? Yeah, you answered before?
Mm-hmm. No, it's not important. I'll ask her after.
Okay, so that looks like the Gemara. Good, Stira. Background knowledge about Nedarim. Background knowledge about Oath B'chalav. Right, Stira. Two theories. Two very classically styled. They're two very classically styled theories. Now, Tosfos. Let's take a look at Tosfos. Going back to the two things that strike you at first, you would want to know more about perhaps in this sugya. Is to understand the Havlina and understand the Maskana. Understand the Maskana we'll get to, and that's the question, well, how do we pass them? Of B'chalav. Of B'chalav is, apparently it's Machalik is what drives Javanim, so which one is it? Which one is it? Doesn't matter. Why does it matter? Okay, that's question number two. Question number one, before we get to the end of the Gemara, is at the beginning of the Gemara. Ha'of also Midaraisa. We had begun by saying, yeah, chicken, the Mishnah implies that chicken is an Issa D'Oraisa. How do you see that chicken is an Issa D'Oraisa? So Rashi just says, oh, Kosaka Daita. First Rashi, Kosaka Daita. And high Issa D'Mas Nisan Midaraisa Kamar. And initially we think, when the Mishnah says Asr, it means Asr Minatar. Okay, I mean, Kala Basar, Asr Labash Labahal. Okay. Why do you think that? Why do you think that? So let's take a look. We raised, spoke about the Ritva. Let's take a look at Tosfos. The second Tosfos. The second Tosfos. Ha'of asr midaraisa. Hachanami have a motzi l'minkat chaya. The first comment that Tosfos makes, that somebody should have responded. Well, he could have spoken about wild animals also. Okay. The Gemara chose to focus on the chicken instead of focusing on deer and elk. Okay, maybe not. Others shall discuss that, but for now, let's move on to Tosfos' main. The main thrust of the next line. Venera. The hard the Salvadaita of Shehu Daraisa. The Havmina that was Daraisa, opening line. Mishum the Samech HaSeifa. Where do you see that Daraisa? And the Maskan of the Gemara as well, Aser. Aser could be the Aser, could be Rabban, Aser. We all knew, you all grew up knowing that chicken is fleshik. You might not have known until this morning that it's a deal whether it's fleshik or not, time of fleshik or Rabban. Maybe you didn't know before, maybe you didn't. But you knew the chicken is fleshik. Right? So that was the Maskan of Sasagya. We just said, chicken is fleshik, we didn't get involved in the Aser and Rabban. So let's talk about the Havmin otherwise. Let's talk about the Havmin otherwise. The Nira, though, it's like a Daito Shehu Daraisa. Why do we think there was Daraisa? Mishum, Tosa says, the Samech HaSeifa. Yeah, he says, it's really the next Gemara. We're relying on the Seifa, the next line of the Mishnah, which the next piece of Gemara is going to discuss. The Gazer Ha'Allah Otu Achiva. The Gemara, the Mishnah, made a Gzeira of Ha'Allah because of Achila. What do you mean? The middle line of the Mishnah said, you're not allowed to serve fleshiks and milchus on the same table. Well, how come? Obviously, Gzeira, you may come to eat them together. Right? Is Ha'Allah even on chicken or only on meat? What do you see by Mishnah?
Chicken.
Even chicken. Right? I said, Chutz Mibzad Dav V'Chagam. Clearly, there's an Isra Allah. And we saw last week, and you turn the page, and then the next Mishnah, Kubdal and Beis, doesn't apply to the Mishnah Rizal about that point. Are you allowed to eat, is there an Isra Halal even on chicken or only on meat? Our Mishnah is assuming even on chicken, clearly, like Beis El, right? Which is not surprising that the Mishnah follows Beis El. But what's interesting, Tosa says, is well, what What is surprising about that, what's suggestive about the fact that they made a gzeira, you're not allowed to serve chicken on the same table. You're not allowed to have a buffet, or let's say have two different people eat at the same table. Right? There's leftovers. Mlav Malka. Mlav Malka and Rosh Hakol. Mlav Malka and Rosh Hakol, in the 90s, I was still in the minute. So some guys have a flesh, some guys haven't had any milk. Right, so when you do that, you have to either, based on this Isser of Halah, either you have to have different tables, or you have to have something in the middle to remind people not to reach over. The guys eating cholim shouldn't reach over and have some of your cornflakes and milk, and vice versa. Right? That's the Isser of Halah. Well, I can't do Halah. I'm not planning to eat milk. I'm only planning to eat flashes. But I'm still allowed to eat flashes right next to guys eating milk. It's a gzera, I may forget and start nibbling. And they start having some of your pirate booty, which is mamish milfix, while I'm in the middle of eating my deli and chalim. Right? So I can't do halal atu achila. So if Yosef says, the next one, at the beginning, the next piece of Gemara, the Balan Kuf Dalal, Amr Yosef, Shema Bina, from the din of Asar Lahalos, don't you see that Bisar Ov Bechal is Daraisa? Don't you see that chicken is fleshing my Torah? How do you see it? How do you see it? The fact you can't do halal of even chicken with meat, with milk. Because it's, otherwise it's double zero. The Isaac would have drabanan. If you think that the whole Israel to eat chicken with cheese is only drabanan, achila gufa zero. Eating it with zero. Anan nigs are halal to achila. We're going to make a zero to zero. That's hard to believe. So Yosef comments. It goes to come to the next piece of Gemara. The middle of our Mishnah implies that Ov Pachalav is Nisr Daraisa. Otherwise, there would be no Gezeira of Halav. The Tosa says, out of here, and that's what the first piece of Gemara is talking about as well. And the first piece of Gemara says, ah, Ov doesn't have Daraisa. Where did we see that? From the middle of the Mishnah. Well, that's interesting. What's wrong with Ritva? Simple, straightforward Ritva? Kol. Kol Abbas. The Torah says, "Now I don't like the Ritva." Ein lomar the da mi de kasani kol habasar the mashulei shakol habasar shabazeh kazeh v'sar ofki v'sar beila. Don't tell me that the Mishnah is just that when the Gemara says, "Oh, I see," it's based on the idea. Okay, we'll have to see. We're already over time, so we're gonna have to we'll leave off here for now, and we're gonna come back tomorrow. Talk about the following. Then with Tos, as I said before, that once you see the Gemara, the two issues that present themselves. The first is what's the Havmi, and second, what's Maskan. What the Havmi is, we already have seen a Ritva, why we think that, or that why we have a Havmi that the chicken is fleshing around the Torah. Tos is about to explain why they don't like it, and then I thought of a different approach. And then we'll take a look at how we pass the Lachol Maisa. And then, once we start looking at Pasal Lachol Maisa, we're going to see that something else is afoot in the sugya as well. Everybody say enjoy your lunch. Yeah.